Thanks for tuning in today. This is Tony Scursi, the broker at Transaction Realty. Today with me, I have Gary Cantor and Andrew Ferris. Welcome, guys.
Good afternoon, Tony. This is Gary.
Good to be here. This is Andrew.
Hey, we're going to be talking about lead-based paint, and we're going to be kind of talking about what's happening in Cleveland. And I don't know if you guys heard, it's made the Plain Dealer, which is the big newspaper here in Cleveland, top lines of that some of these officials now that are running for mayor and trying to get reelected for council positions are trying to put in legislation where it's going to be mandatory for landlords, schools, and daycare centers to have a lead assessment. And we've talked about lead assessments many times.
You know, I always get confused. Real briefly, what's the assessment do? What does the assessor do?
That's good. What a assessor looks for. So they have to be licensed through the Ohio Department of Health as lead risk assessors. And what they do is they actually go into the house and they look for, on a lead assessment, they look for hazards and those hazards that then have to be corrected. Compared to like what we've talked about where they could do a lead inspection where they're using a XRF gun and they're actually just seeing if there's actually lead on any substrate, but they're not looking to just only hazards. They're looking at every substrate that's painted.
So this is the assessment, which is the presence of what, airborne?
No, they're looking for paint that's breaking down into dust. So it could be porch floors, window sills, window frames that are rubbing, doors that are rubbing. If there's lead on the floor that's painted, you're walking and pulverizing that and making the dust. So they're actually going to test for like dust samples on the floor, sill, a trough of a window. They're going to be testing the floors of front porches, back porches that are painted.
Okay. And so what's the legislation calling for?
Well, right now, it's all dictated through the federal sent down from HUD to the state of Ohio. And the state of Ohio basically right now only does inspections where children have been poisoned already. And then they go out and they try to find out what's causing that problem by doing that lead assessment.
So that's, I guess I would call that reactive.
Yeah, and now City of Cleveland's going to, and there's no legislation for this yet, they're going to try to be proactive, and they're going to try to point out the problems in homes before the child is lead poisoned.
Mm-hmm.
So who pays for this?
Well, that's a good question. So it would actually be the landlords, the school systems, and the daycares would be doing the assessments. Those could be anywhere from $400 to $500, and then they would have to get rid of those hazards, and then the city would give them a certificate that they have a clearance, and it's kind of unclear how long that clearance would last. I don't know if it's going to be an annual or if it's going to be every 5 years. I don't know if that's determined yet.
So you mentioned that a political candidate is putting this forth. And so like all legislation, this is really politics. So, and in politics, there's always people for and against, and there's always costs and benefits. Can you tell us a little bit about the benefits or the detriments to such a program?
Well, that's a good question. A lot of good questions. So Jeff Johnson is actually running for mayor. He's a councilman right now. He's running for mayor for the city of Cleveland. So he's one of the biggest proponents of this, putting it out where he first came out where everyone in the city of Cleveland that owned a home before that was built prior to 1978 would have to get inspected.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah. So the homeowners said that a lot of homeowners rejected that.
You mean like owner-occupied homes?
Owner-occupied homes rejected that thought, mm-hmm. and so he took that away pretty fast, which it was maybe a good thing right now, and just kind of focus in on the the landlords, the schools, and the nurseries, and do that.
How about, like, a lot of cities have point of sale inspections for when homes transfer? Could this be added? Could this be added at the same time frame?
Absolutely, Gary. That is my point here. Is that as realtors, we already have a form that gives the option to do a lead inspection or a lead assessment of hazards, and it's kind of rarely used. It seems like, I don't know why. And it should be mandatory. It should be mandatory on all transfers. So I think that should be included in with this legislation. I know that our Ohio Association of Realtors is opposing that. They want it to stay with the control with the state.
And we learned about that from Toledo. Is that right?
Yeah, Toledo actually was one of the first cities in Ohio that actually did put something together, and they put legislation where they are actually making it mandatory to have landlords do the assessment so they could actually be able to rent out the property.
Now, who could possibly be against such a thing?
You know, it all comes down to money, Gary. A lot of people think that, you know, that's an inconvenience for the landlord, that they might actually have to analyze their own units and actually maintain them, which they should be doing anyway. They should actually be maintaining the property. A lot of places, they should be inspected if you're going to be renting it to someone. That just should be expected. It shouldn't be a rundown house that you're supplying to someone.
So without the lead being remediated from a rental property or a new sale, well, what's the downside?
Well, the downside is that we're putting our children and someone that's expecting a child in an environment that is very hazardous and that could affect them for the rest of their lives. And there's, to me, there's no price tag that you could say that. There's no cutoff on that. I mean, we should stop that. That our children are not important. That profit is more important.
Mm-hmm. And the OAR's position on that in Toledo was what again?
The Ohio Association of Realtors are really against that. They don't want these cities to have the control right now, and actually have it mandatory. They want to make it where it's voluntary. Cleveland already had a voluntary system set up like 10 years ago, and not one person signed up for it, not one person, Gary.
So over the course of 10 years, there was absolutely zero participants in this voluntary program.
Yeah, so I think from that one program being a total failure, I think that we can say that I don't think they're going to have much success if they put that kind of legislation in again.
Making it voluntary.
Yeah, it has to be mandatory. And, this has been going on, for over 35 years, and we haven't made headway on this. We're still letting our children get poisoned and then doing something after the fact. But like we mentioned before, lead poisoning affects you for the rest of your life. It's not like a foodborne illness where you maybe have some flu symptoms and it goes away and you're better and it really doesn't affect you long term. This is long term. This can affect the cognitive ability in your nervous system and how your brain works for the rest of your life.
Well, it sounds like you're pretty passionate about this, Tony. Your background, you know a little bit about this?
Well, yeah, I am a registered sanitarian in Ohio. I used to be actually a health inspector in the city of Cleveland for 5 years. I've actually done lead abatement and actually taught classes on how to actually abate lead for contractors and workers. So I know a lot about lead.
You've taught classes for who gets credit for taking the classes?
This would actually be assessors. Lead abatement contractors, lead abatement workers. And also anyone that I also did the EPA certification of lead safe contractors through the EPA. So it's everyone has the knowledge out there. It just has to be put in place.
So somebody who shares your views on this topic, how might they encourage the politicians or your trade association to do what I would call the right thing?
Well, I think you have to contact who's representing you. If you're a OAR member, Ohio Association of Realtors member, call up the Realtors Association and tell them that you're in favor of this, that it's not going to hamper your transaction, and it's only going to help our clients have a safe environment.
Tony, what do you think motivates the OAR not to support legislation like this?
Well, I think they're on the side of the landlord, and I think as realtors, we need to be on the side of our clients, in the people that are moving in homes that are renting homes. We shouldn't be on the side of profit. We should be on the side of providing a safe and good environment for all. And it doesn't matter if it's a rental. It should be also for sales. I think that any sales, if someone's moving in a home, so it doesn't matter if they're renting. I think if they're buying, it should be mandatory also. I think that's the whole key of this.
So I believe the announcement of this legislation is pretty new, just a few days ago. What would you expect, or might you expect, the OAR to respond to Jeff Johnson's proposal here?
Well, I can't guess what their response would be.
Okay. And so what's the situation with the Toledo legislation? That has been enacted, and that's active?
That is active currently, but there are trying to get legislation in the state where it brings it back to the state level, that the city won't be able to do that on their own, is what's trying to be pushed. So that's a whole other level too. But I think if more cities want to adopt this, how could they stop all the cities in Ohio from adopting something like this that actually helps our people?
Mm-hmm. And if Jeff Johnson were to say, "Hey Tony, what do you think of this legislation? What might you recommend he do to tweak it to make it a little better?"
Well, I'll tell you what, I would even applaud him for taking the time to even think that this is important. A lot of people think lead paint, like something we took care of in the 70s. And obviously it's 2017 and we still have not taken care of it 100%. And our children are still being poisoned. So I my hat's off to him. There could be a lot of critics of, there's a lot of holes or things that need to be fixed before it could be implemented. But if we waited, just like Microsoft, when they put out a program, it's never 100%. There's always fixes that have to be put out. I think we need to get a program like this rolling and then kind of work out the kinks from there. Obviously, try to get it the best you can before you go in. But I would say, Mr. Johnson, I love that we're going to be doing the landlords, the children's
the daycares.
Daycares and schools, of course. But I think transfers of properties, when people are buying properties in the city of Cleveland, that should be a mandatory inspection and assessment should be done. And then it's transferring a home that has a lead hazard-free environment for the family.
That's awesome. That's a great recommendation.
So I have a kind of a procedural question. When I hear about different options for requiring people to have these inspections and have basically repair work done, at the point of transfer, one of the things that comes to my mind is that might be a little bit easier from the financial side if you can, because if you are getting financing for a home, are you able to roll the expense of inspections and that kind of repair work into the loan that you get for a home, or is that kind of contract work not usually covered by the banks?
Yeah, unfortunately, that would not be covered, and you couldn't roll into the inspections into the loan or anything like that, because the person that's getting the loan is actually the buyer. The person that's actually responsible for this is actually the seller.
Okay.
So like a point of sale, like if we went to Cleveland Heights, it's mandatory for anyone that's selling a property to do a point of sale inspection. The seller would have to pay for that, and then they would have to come in compliance with those items before it can transfer. So the lead-based paint assessments would be basically the same thing. They would, if they knew that they were going to be selling a house, you know, the best thing so it wouldn't hold up the transfer of the property would be to do this ahead of time, get the inspection done. And sometimes it could be as easy as just taking care of some peeling paint, covering up some maybe some floors that have a lead-based paint that's deteriorating. Some of these things could be done very easily, and then they can have the certificate that they're lead hazard free, and then when they go to transfer, it's already done. But there's no number of money that could be put on this that we have to do this. We have to do this for our children. We have to do this to stop the poisoning that's been going on for since the 70s.
So one of the things I'm hearing is that home renovation costs can be intimidating, but from your experience studying how this kind of work actually goes down in the real world, you're saying that not only can we really not philosophically put a price on children's health, but the costs involved in repairing this stuff do not tend to be so high that it's even worth, you know, pinching pennies over it.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it is just, you know, and I'm not saying all, but a lot of it's, you know, just maintaining your home and not having peeling paint and making sure it's clean properly. So a lot of this could be taken care of very easily if the home was just maintained properly.
But which we would expect the landlord to be doing anyways.
Well, you would think, but, you know, I drive around Cleveland. I am from Cleveland originally, and I see a lot of homes that need a lot of work, and doing lead abatement in the city of Cleveland, there's a lot of homes that need to be addressed.
Well, great. I admire your enthusiasm for this, and I'm very happy to be here at Transaction Realty working for a broker who addresses this issue.
Okay. Well, hey. Well, thanks for tuning in today. Hopefully that kind of clears up what's happening in the Cleveland market regards to lead-based paint and having these assessments done. If you do believe in what we're talking about, please contact your councilman, contact your mayor, and tell them what's going on, that you think that this is something that will help protect our children. Hey, thanks for tuning in.